And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, Give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself. And Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the persons of his house, and his cattle, and all his beasts, and all his substance which he had got in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, Gather of it every man according to his eating, and omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When a man shall make a singular vow, the persons shall be for the Lord by thy estimation. And a clean person shall take hyssop, and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that touched a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave, and levy a tribute unto the Lord of the men of war which went out to battle, one soul of 500, both of the persons, and of the beeves, and of the asses, and of the sheep, and of the children of Israel's half, thou shalt take one portion of 50, of the persons, of the beeves, of the asses, and of the flocks, of all manner of beasts, and give them unto the Levites, which keep the charge of the tabernacle of the Lord. And 32,000 persons in all, of women that had not known man by lying with him. And the persons were 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. 16,000 persons. He shall not respect persons in judgment, but he shall hear the small as well as the great. He shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. And the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I would hear it. For the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. And now the Lord thy God hath made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. Thou shalt not wrest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift, for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether is better for you either that all the sons of Zerubbabel, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you? Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain in light persons which followed him. And he went unto his father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brethren, the sons of Zerubbabel, being 70 persons upon one stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest son of Zerubbabel, was left, for he hid himself. And ye are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons, 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his maidservant, king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother? And when the men of Israel retired in the battle, Benjamin began to smite and to kill of the men of Israel about 30 persons. For they said, Surely they are smitten down before us, as in the first battle. And Samuel took Saul and his servant, and brought them into the parlor, and made them sit in the chiefest place among them that were bidden, which were about 30 persons. And the king said to Doeg, Turn thou, and fall upon the priests. And Doeg the Edomite turned, and he fell upon the priests, and slew on that day 65 persons that did wear a linen ephod. And David said unto Abiathar, I knew it that day, when Doeg the Edomite was there, that he would surely tell Saul. I have occasioned the death of all the persons of thy father's house. Then he wrote a letter the second time to them, saying, If ye be mine, and if ye will hearken unto my voice, take ye the heads of the men your master's sons, and come to me to Jezreel by tomorrow this time. Now the king's sons, being 70 persons, were with the great men of the city which brought them up. And it came to pass, when the letter came to them, that they took the king's sons, and slew 70 persons, and put their heads in baskets, and sent him them to Jezreel. Wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. He will surely reprove you, if ye do secretly accept persons. How much less to him that accepteth not the persons of princes, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor, for they all are the work of his hands. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. How long will ye judge unjustly, and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. To have respect of persons is not good. For a piece of bread that man will transgress. In the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews 745 persons. All the persons were 4,600. The anger of the Lord hath divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests. They favored not the elders. Neither shall Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company make for him in the war by casting up mounts and building forts to cut off many persons. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech, they were thy merchants. They traded the persons of men and vessels of brass in thy market. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. And now I pray you, beseech God that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means. Will he regard your persons? Saith the Lord of hosts. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews, and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. For there is no respect of persons with God. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men's stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts. And their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage.